South African President Cyril Ramaphosa has emphasized the importance of multilateralism and adherence to international law in addressing global challenges during the G20 foreign ministers' meeting in Johannesburg. Piers Potter, CNT Live London. His remarks come amid rising concerns over the U.S. administration's America First stance, highlighted by Secretary of State Marco Rubio's decision to boycott the meeting and Treasury Secretary Scott Bessent's announcement that he will not attend the upcoming G20 finance ministers' gathering. Rubio stated he would not coddle anti-Americanism, while Bessent cited other commitments in Washington. South Africa, the first African nation to lead the G20, aims to advocate for the interests of developing countries in discussions with the world's leading economies. The G20, comprising 19 countries along with the African Union and the European Union, represents over 80% of the global economy and two-thirds of the world's population. Foreign ministers from China, Russia, France, and the UK are attending the Johannesburg meeting, with the U.S., represented by the Deputy Chief of Mission from its South African embassy. In his opening address, President Ramaphosa highlighted that an already fragile global coexistence is threatened by increasing intolerance, conflicts, and climate change. He stressed the necessity for consensus among major powers, including G20 members, on responding to these significant global issues. Ramaphosa underscored that the principles of the UN Charter, multilateralism, and international law must remain central to all efforts. South Africa's G20 presidency, which began on December 1, 2024, and continues until November 2025, focuses on themes of solidarity, equality, and sustainability. The nation seeks to prioritize Africa's development and address the challenges faced by developing countries. However, relations between South Africa and the U.S. have become increasingly strained since President Donald Trump took office, raising questions about the potential achievements during South Africa's presidency. President Trump's administration has reduced aid to South Africa, accusing it of unjust and immoral practices against the white minority Afrikaner community, has filed a genocide case against Israel in the International Court of Justice in December 2023. These actions have further complicated diplomatic relations and have influenced the dynamics within the G20 discussions. Rubio's decision to skip the foreign minister's meeting reflects the current U.S. administration's stance on South Africa's policies. In a post on social media platform X, Rubio criticized South Africa's G20 theme, stating that his role is to advance America's national interests and not to waste taxpayer money or coddle anti-Americanism. As South Africa continues its G20 presidency, it remains committed to fostering dialogue and cooperation among member nations to address pressing global issues, despite the existing geopolitical tensions. Piers Potter, CNT Live London.